Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And boy, we are continuing with the conversation about health and wellness, choosing your healthy path. Very special guest joining you here today. You're going to find out about her in a moment, all about her, because she is going to open the door for you to step into an incredible way to create that healthy path. But I want to say hello to my buddy, Mr. Benny.
Howdy.
How you doing, Mr. B?
I be good.
So do you have a new haircut?
No. I just don't have much to work with.
What do you call this? A new beard cut.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a new
Well, you know, from time to time, if I go.
I know. I've seen you do that.
Yeah, I got to let, you know, my palette, you know, and my canvas kind of grow in again, you know, so I can recarve it.
Oh.
So that's what I'm doing. Because I kind of made a mistake on it.
Okay. I see. So that you can, so you made a mistake
yeah,
on it.
Yeah. I'm an artist, Pat. So
no,
as an artist.
Benny, I've known you for a bunch of years. You really are an artist. I've seen you do some amazing, you know, what do we call them? Styles?
Yeah. Well, you know,
styles.
Still,
mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So that's your swagger.
Part of it, yeah.
That's
I attempt
part of your
it.
Swagger.
It's my attempt to swagger around.
Very cool. Yeah, that's. I could probably do the same thing. I'm not even going to say it.
No,
I'm not going there. I'm going to stop while I'm ahead.
All right.
You know, it's summertime. Time for waxing. That's what we need to do.
Ouch.
Welcome. It is an ouch. I went. I got my eyebrows done, and I thought, oh my god, I got scarred. I got a little scar
Did
over
they?
There from the waxing.
Oh
yeah,
man,
I'm not sure what was up with that.
Sue them.
Huh?
Sue them.
No, I love them.
Okay.
They do my nails and everything. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the show. We're talking about a healthy path. My very special guest, Marnie Dominey, joining me here today. Have you ever heard somebody say to you, Benny? I know you've heard this because I think I've said it to you. Have you ever had anybody say to you, all you got to do to lose weight, Benny?
I'm waiting for the rest of it.
Is exercise.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, that is not true.
That's why I'm up at 3
and
every
by
day.
The way, don't eat so much.
Oh, that's
that doesn't
said than
work.
Done.
For you. How's that working for you?
I still eat wonderfully, but I exercise at 3 in the morning. So that's
you just want to shake them, though, don't you? Hate that when people walk up to you and say, "Yeah, yeah."
It's just not my style.
Yeah, it's like okay, sure. So today we're going to talk about successful weight loss, and you know, and it is not that simple. I mean, any of you out there that have had people walk up to you and say, "Oh, come join me at the gym." You know, I go like 5 days a week.
But that's motivation. That's what I need. That's what I look for is people that ask me. I'll be there if you ask me. But if I'm there and you're not, forget about it.
I like the exactly.
Okay.
I like them asking me and then I'll be there. I don't like people telling me, all you need to do is do this and do that. Yeah. You know, cut back on food. I already did that. I was one of the people that went through the craziness of no-fat diets. When people were cutting out every bit of fat in their diet, everything was no fat. But they forgot to tell us to read the label to look at all the sugar
mm-hmm.
that's in those no fat products.
Come to bite you.
So you know what? I got to go back to what you know sounds wonderful for
like
me.
The roots.
I got to go back to the roots of my heritage. But you know, before I do that, I want to introduce you my guest today because she is really carving out the pathway for health and wellness. Now, you're going to get to meet Marnie here in a minute, but this is someone that understands the what I call the mechanics of the body. You know, physiology is one word that you can talk about, but it's kind of like, would you take your car to a mechanic that wasn't certified or didn't know how to handle your particular make or brand? You would not do that. And so we have to stop doing that with our bodies as well. That's why joining me here today, Marnie is, of course, someone that I got to meet here recently. But you're going to hear about what her plan is for everyone to get fit. You're going to hear about her book, Choosing Your Healthy Path, a 24 weekly inspirational guide to weight loss and wellness, why it was created, and what she is passionate about. She is nationally recognized fitness professional. She has written articles for Health Monitor, QualityHealth.com, Seattle Woman, Ms. Fitness. She has also been quoted in the Costco Connection, Arthritis Today, Fitness, Natural Solutions, Glamour, and much more. She's joining us here today. She's not just somebody that writes about this, but this is her passion, her profession. You know, somebody that has been in the trenches, working with people of all ages to get to the place where we understand that it is beyond that pill, potion, and lotion that somebody out there is trying to sell us to put in our bodies to make sure that we're either burning the fat, putting on the fat, not putting on the fat, burning the sugar, and it is a mystery. Marnie, thank you for joining us here today.
Thank you, and good morning to everybody.
Isn't it a mystery?
Yeah, it is a mystery. And there's so much more to it than what people have been led to believe.
Did you go through the phase I went through with the whole no-fat business? Remember when? No, you know what I'm talking about.
I know
right?
exactly what you're talking about. But
everybody's like, no fat.
Yeah, no fat at all.
None.
And I remember being on that diet. It was just hilarious because I thought, oh, this
you were
is
on
great.
That too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And everybody remembers the huge bins of red licorice at Costco. And so I would go and buy these and eat red licorice and think, hey, this is great because there's no fat in it. And I wondered why I didn't lose any weight.
Well, yeah. But that's the question. And then don't you remember getting in the middle of it? And then you think, oh, I'm not losing any weight. So I've got to now even cut out more fat.
Exactly.
Or cut out more food or cut out more something. And then you go to work out, you have no energy.
Well, and the bottom line is that fat is not a dirty word. Mm. We need certain fats, omega-3 fatty acids. We absolutely have to. In fact, it's the fat that is the membrane of all of our cells. And so that's what's keeping, you know, the good stuff in and the bad stuff out. So we absolutely have to have fat.
You are an expert in your field, and people know you are an expert in your field. And so you have been doing this in such an amazing way, helping so many people. You know, what are you finding is going on right now in our pop culture? And the reason I ask you this question, because somebody that knows as much as you do and is looking at what our pop culture is being told has got to be looking and saying, okay, I have job security. You've gone through the many things, right? The Atkins
yep.
diet,
yep.
the no-fat diet,
yep.
the just eat carbs diet,
uh-huh.
the what is your blood type? What is, do you know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying.
Make sure on this day of the week you don't eat spaghetti.
Mm-hmm.
And now here we are with the pop culture and a society that is writing a whole new book on obesity.
Oh, absolutely. And the problem is this obesity epidemic is creating disease states that is just going to get worse unless we get a handle on this. And, you know, you were talking about what do I see right now? I see a culture that we need quick fixes for everything. And, you know, it's like if there's something wrong with you, you go to the doctor, you get a prescription, and within a day, you're supposedly well. And this doesn't work like that. To lose weight, to get healthy, to be fit is a process, and it takes a lot of time, it takes a lot of patience, and it takes a lot of being kind to yourself and not being judgmental with yourself. That's what I'm seeing more than anything.
Yeah, boy, but that's hard, isn't it?
It
because
is hard.
Everything, the reflections that are put in front of us say, this is the way you
yep.
should be.
Yep.
You know?
And it's interesting, too, because I'm a little bit older, and I remember when I was younger, my whole reason for losing weight was aesthetics. What do I look like in a bathing suit?
That's right.
And then as the years progress, it's I want to look good in my one-piece bathing suit because I've just had three kids. And then a little bit later, it's I just want to be in a bathing suit. And now it's all about, I want to live a very quality, healthy life. And I really don't care one way or the other about what I look exactly like in my bathing suit, because it is about health and fitness.
Well, and this is really, and you know, this is a follow up to the show we just did previously about redefining health and fitness and health and wellness.
Yeah.
And, you know, getting it to a place where not only do we understand it and understand it so well, mm-hmm. but, you know, we're influencing our children here, too. And, you know, we have, how about we just pretty much cut out the whole fitness business in schools now because of budget issues at some level?
Exactly. I was a physical education teacher for 25 years.
Oh,
and
wow.
As those years went by, I saw less and less physical education, and there were ways that kids could get out of it. And unfortunately, this is a time where, above all other times, we need those PE classes. And not only that, but there have been so many studies to show that kids who are active have better cognitive abilities. So, you know, we're taking away the one thing from our children that is going to help them excel in school.
Well, and, you know, part of this is getting to the crux of the matter, which is going to build a strong foundation. When we come back, Amarni's going to talk about what exercise is, what dieting is, what it's not. If and when you are ready to go, we're going to give you lots of opportunities. But more importantly, you can take this change on in your life and have a blast with it, a great time. So here we are changing the paradigm by which many of you think about being in the best shape of your life. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
With every piece of you, don't underestimate the things that I will do.
Get ready to feel more alive. Alive with a Deal brings you the truth behind things you experience every day, ways you can heal yourself, and choices that make you feel truly alive. A Deal is a true Renaissance man, a world-renowned yoga master, naturopathic doctor for 10 years, an attorney, and has degrees in physics, math, hypnotherapy, massage, operatic singing, plus he's an expert in green home building. Alive with a Deal discusses health for your body, from heartache to heartburn, your mind, from judgment to joy, your home, from cooking to color, and your spirit, so you can bring forth your talents hidden deep within. A Deal bravely discusses things most people wouldn't touch, delivered with compassion, integrity, and wit. Alive with A Deal is about your own healing so that you feel more alive. Tune in each Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio and Alternative Talk. Feel more alive. Alive with A Deal.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lucinda Messer. Did you know that if your vitamin D levels are optimal, that this more ideal level may actually protect you from the likelihood of most skin cancers, including squamous cell, basal cell, and malignant melanomas? With higher levels of this nutrient available to your tissues, the natural cancer-fighting ability of your immune system is activated and can control cancerous growths from growing. For more information, visit my website, powerfuld.com, or call me at 888-827-9770.
Hey, have you heard about Foss Farms dressings? Foss Farms uses locally grown herbs and berries to create unique salad dressings that are a small slice of heaven. Unlike mass-produced salad dressings, they are made in small batches to protect the integrity of the unique tastes. Choose from raspberry, cranberry, blackberry, marionberry, and creamy herbal Provencal. All Foss Farms products are 100% vegan and are certified gluten-free and certified kosher. Go to FossFarmsInc.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the show, Choosing Your Healthy Path. My very special guest joining me here today, Marnie Dominey, is absolutely passionate about educating, informing, and helping all of us create the kind of change we want. It is about feeling great. It's about looking great. And, you know, she has done this in a way that is helping so many people, not just through her book and her articles and, you know, her appearances, but literally her one-on-one work with people and giving people a set of tools that they could use over and over and over and over again. Marnie, thank you for joining me here today. It's great to have you on the show. It's great to be chatting with you. Let's talk about how you kind of got to this place.
Sure.
Because I always love to get the behind-the-scenes stories from people.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people have asked me what kind of a weight problem I've had in the past. And I wouldn't say I've ever really had a weight problem, but I have had an eating problem. I've had issues where I wasn't eating healthy and my weight would fluctuate, not a lot, but enough that it was always kind of a struggle. And because I've always been into physical fitness and a PE teacher, I've stayed pretty fit. But interestingly, when I was about 32 years old, and I was teaching PE over at North Kitsap High School. We used to do the President's Council on Physical Fitness tests, and everybody remembers those. And one of the tests was the 1 mile run. And because physical education classes are usually loaded with kids, we had two classes, 40 kids in a class. So there were 80 kids, and we couldn't run them all the whole time. So we put one class or all of the boys up in the stands and ran the girls, and then vice versa.
Uh-huh.
So I had a young gal who was overweight. She was about 265 pounds, and she was a straight-A student, and she wanted to get an A in physical education also, of course. And so we blew the whistle. She went off the line. She actually did the best she could do to jog around that first lap, and four laps is a mile. And about halfway through the second lap, you could see she was struggling, and I was standing there, and I was watching her. And she came across in front of the stands, and she was, again, struggling so badly. And some of the kids in the stands were heckling her and you know, just saying derogatory things to her, bullying her. And my heart just ached for this young woman. And I just left my post, ran around, got her, took her out kind of a back fence, took her downstairs into my office, where she absolutely sobbed and told me about how difficult it was as a 16-year-old to have to deal with this issue when seemingly everyone around her was thin and beautiful. And by the way, she was the most drop-dead gorgeous girl you've ever seen.
Uh-huh.
And I've seen her since. And she really was a life changer for me to see how she struggled. And I thought, there's got to be something that I can do in my field that will help young girls like that and women like that.
Because there is a myth that they don't want help.
That is definitely a myth.
We have a myth in this culture around that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that is a myth. And there really are a lot of myths out there around health, fitness, weight loss. You know, you see them and I hear them all the time and I just cringe, but no, people want to be healthy. They want to be fit. They want to feel good. Now, that does not mean, I mean, when I said that, I wonder how many people picture like a slim woman who's eating salads. That's not what healthy and fit is.
Right, right.
Yeah. And that's another myth, is that that's what you have to do. Exercise all the time, every day. In fact, there's a commercial out that states in the commercial, did you know that if you're over 40 years old, you have to exercise for 1 hour a day just to maintain. And I've heard that said to me.
Yeah, that there is a commercial out on that, right?
That is absolutely incorrect. Mm-hmm. And it just drives me crazy when I hear that.
But you know what insults you is the fact that, you know, there is an assumption that you are not exercising by doing the things that one does in the day.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? I mean, that's what is not really being said.
Right.
You know, you tell a mom that's running around after 2-3 kids, taking care of a family, doing laundry and everything else, that they're not, and then you have to tell them they should be exercising. Right. There's something wrong with that message.
Oh, there's definitely something wrong with that message. In fact, I tell people a lot to get a pedometer and just put it on your waistband.
Oh, that's
and just
a great
go through
idea.
Your normal day.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's amazing how many steps that you take. In fact, for everybody out there, get a pedometer. 2,000 steps is about a mile. And you'll be amazed at how many steps you take during a day.
Tell us about your book. Because, you know, it seems like that was sort of a natural evolution.
Yeah. My book, Choosing Your Healthy Path, it is a 24-week guide to weight loss and wellness. And I heard so many people tell me about weight loss programs that they'd been on or weight loss solutions, and yet they didn't work. And I'm looking at all of these. Well, how come they're not working? Well, then I came across a study in the New England Journal of Medicine. And it was involving 800 people. And very interestingly, the people who were in small groups of 4 to 8 people and going through a 2-year program were the most successful weight losers.
Mm.
And the people who were just put on a program and left alone, they did not achieve as much success. And the ones who were in larger groups, like of 30, because they felt like they didn't really matter, and they could kind of cheat and do whatever or not show up. But when you're in a small group of 4 to 8 people, you are accountable to the other people in your group.
I think that, you know, there is such an energy from the group itself, right?
Well, exactly. And so
I love that.
Yeah.
I mean, I love it because I tell you, it has been hard for me to try to do anything whatsoever like that on my own.
Well, and my book takes you through 24 chapters or 24 weeks
mm-hmm.
where you don't have to be a weight loss specialist because I spell it all out. I mean,
exactly.
Remember, I was a teacher for 25 years. I mean, you'll have homework, you'll have logs to fill out, and you have an assignment and a topic each week. And if you just follow it week by week by week with the other people in your group, and again, accountable to each other and make sure that you do the homework. I mean, one of the weeks is called, eating out. And the whole group goes out. Their meeting that week is going to go out and have a meal together.
And then they get to pick where they go?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Are there any limits on that, or do they create the boundaries themselves?
They create the boundaries themselves. It's all about practice.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I mean, it's all about the fact that we can go out and have a meal and make correct choices. We can make healthy choices because most restaurants do have healthy choices. It's just that oftentimes we don't make those healthy choices.
What do you think is the greatest challenge that people have right now? You know, what is it that, you know, is either going to get them stuck or not get them started at all?
Patience.
Oh, that's right. That's a big one.
Patience. You know, you go through the chapters in my book is called Behavioral Change. And we know that people who make any change, I don't care whether you're stopping smoking or whatever it is, weight loss just fits into this perfectly. You go through 6 fairly describable behavioral changes. And it starts with the pre-contemplative stage where, you know, it's really not in your conscious mind, but you're kind of there. And then you go from there to contemplative where now you're starting to think, yeah, I got to make this change, to preparation where you're actually going, okay, what am I going to do? How am I going to prepare for this? If you choose, for instance, to get my book and start a class or a group, that is the preparation stage. And then you go into the action stage, which is the largest stage of all, the longest stage, and do what is necessary. And I have to tell everybody that in the action stage, you might go 4 steps forward and 2 back. You might go 5 steps forward and 0 back. But you always keep going forward.
Yes. Yeah. And that's life.
Exactly.
Isn't
that's
it?
Life. And be patient with yourself because mm-hmm. Not any of us is perfect, and we all make little mistakes, and that's okay. But one of the things that I really have, I've even experienced myself, is that whole deal of, okay, I'm going to be on a diet, and then I sneak a little chocolate cake or whatever. And then I say to myself, okay, well, I had a couple bites, so I might as well eat half the cake.
I knew you were going there with that.
Yeah.
I knew that. Isn't that like the potato chips?
Oh, you can't just eat one.
Oh, my. And you can't.
No.
That's why I can't even go near them. They don't even come in my – I can't go near them. They don't come in my house, you know.
Exactly. But if you do it, you do it, you know. And, you know, don't beat up on yourself.
Well, because when we beat up on ourselves, then what we do is we justify having that second bag.
Absolutely.
Or maybe following the potato chips with a half a chocolate layer cake or something. Right?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or kind of going, oh, this is the one I love. You could tell I've been here. I've been there at this place. It's the one where you kind of go off it in the morning and you figure, oh, let's just have a day of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. And that sets you up for a whole yo-yo of insulin resistance and sugar cravings for the entire day.
Yeah, because having a day of it is really not the way to go.
I know.
It's okay to, you know, like you said, there's a little something you might go off and do or, you know, I mean, to say to somebody, you know, I'm not eating any sugar and order dessert is a problem.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of inconsistent in that. But even if you do that.
If you do it, you do it.
Yeah, we have a lot of shame.
I know it, and that's what we have to be easy on ourselves. We have to be kind to ourselves. You know, if you don't stay totally with what your program is and you make a mistake, you just get over it and
all right.
Move on.
You know, I love this because, you know, such a large part of making change is exactly what you said. It's having the patience, but there's another part of this that you talk about, and you talk about in your book, and definitely this shows up in a group. It's really learning how to be accountability mm-hmm. buddies, but kind accountability
yes.
buddies.
Yes.
Being kind to yourself, being kind to another. And there's no better way to do it than with a group of your peers
yeah.
that have been down this road and want to do things together. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we've got a fabulous giveaway. We're actually going to give away one free copy of the book and 1 half-hour personal teller training session. You're going to hear about that. You're going to find out how we're going to get that information to you and what you can do about it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Every day, lose myself in time. Just thinking of your face.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
I just made the most amazing discovery.
What's that?
I've been searching for a way to save time in the kitchen and not sacrifice Larry's and my health. I finally found it. I ordered these amazingly delicious, quick, healthy meals online called Eastern Essence. Once I tried them, I realized why I hadn't found a solution till now. There's simply nothing like them in the grocery store.
Wow, I didn't think it was possible to have a packaged food that's truly healthy.
I know, but Eastern Essence is made with a special process that leaves 95% of the nutritional content there. Other organic convenience foods can't even come close to being this delicious and nutritious.
That is amazing.
They take less than 20 minutes to prepare, and Larry loves them. He's gazing at me the way he did when I used to cook everything from scratch. I think Eastern Essence is the way to a man's heart.
Eastern Essence, delicious organic Indian meals. Go to easternessence.com to order today.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
You're the only one that I want. I don't know why I'm scared. I've been here before. Every feeling, every word, I've imagined it all.
Hey, thank you, Mr. Benny. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Hey, I want to make sure you know Marnie Dominey is joining me here today. I want to give out a website, and then you're going to find out why in a second. Please check it out, www.choosingyourhealthypath.com. Choosingyourhealthypath.com. And you're going to find lots of information about her book, about her program, and about her retreats, which we're going to talk about. But right now, here's what Marnie would like to offer to folks out there. One of you will receive a copy of her book. So right off the bat, you'll be able to take a look at the book, think about forming your group, and so forth. A second caller, what Marnie would like to do, maybe you could talk to this, Marnie, is gift 1 half-hour personal teletraining session with someone that wants to create a change, that wants to do this. So would you tell people about that half hour and, you know, the kind of person that should say yes to it?
Yeah, teletraining is really for the very busy person who is probably working a lot and may not have time to work with me on a one-on-one at a specific hour at the gym. And
I love this idea, actually. I can't wait till you tell everybody about this. This is so cool.
Yeah. So I've got several women in Seattle who are, like, one of them is a salesperson who travels a lot. And I talk with her every week at exactly the same time, and she sends me a log of what she's eaten, what her weight is. And I trust that she's keeping track of it because I do meet with her once a month. And we go through a lot of things just one-on-one. And she's already lost about 25 pounds. And I can look at what she's eating and I can say, you're not eating enough protein, or you need to look at this. And I know her body type.
Right.
Yeah. And
oh, no, not the body type thing.
I know what she needs to eat and how she needs to exercise because we are not all created
exactly
the same.
No, we're not. I can go for hours on weightlifting machines.
Yeah.
I can go for 30 seconds on aerobic machines.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you a story about that. I mean, just because a lot of people will say to me, well, what should I do? Should I exercise aerobically, you know, every day or what? And it's sort of not one size fits all. So this gal comes to me and she says she's overweight and she runs on the treadmill every single day for an hour. And she doesn't understand why she hasn't lost weight. So
wow.
I put her on the scale.
That's a lot of time on
a
treadmill.
That's a lot of time.
It really is. Wow.
I put her on the scale and she weighs 140 pounds. And 140 pounds is not overweight. But then
I was born at 140 pounds. Just want to comment on that.
And so I do a body composition test on her and find out what her lean body mass is and her fat mass and then her overall weight. Well, it turns out that she has got a very, very low lean body mass. In fact, just, you know, I know not everybody understands this, but her lean body mass was about 87 pounds. And just for a comparison, I'm the same height, about 5'3", and my lean body mass is about 112. So when you look at the fact that muscle is the dynamic substance that actually burns the calories. It just go figures that the more muscle you have, the more calories you're going to burn. So I'm looking at this 87, 88 pounds of lean body mass, and here she is. She's running every day for an hour. So I told her, and she was actually quite thrilled about this, stop running.
Wow. Did you?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, how did she even do that?
Well, we're going to completely, you know, spend the hour at the gym if you want. That's fine. But we're going to completely revamp your exercise program.
Right, to do something different.
Yep. And now she is doing a lot of resistance training.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually got her on a little bit heavier weights and low repetitions.
Right.
She is now, I'm happy to announce, is about 97 pounds of lean body mass. And I'm hoping that she can get up about another 4 or 5 pounds. And she's staying the same weight. But you can see that there's
the body's changing.
Mm-hmm. Totally transformation.
The body's changing because that's probably what she's trying to do.
Absolutely.
Isn't about the weight.
It's not
so
the scale
much.
Weight.
No, no.
It's the ratio.
Right. And I bet she feels better, too, at some level,
great.
Building that muscle up.
And looks awesome. You know, wow. I mean, she said that she has to keep looking at her upper arms in the mirror because they look so good.
There you go. You know, because when I was younger, I did some running. And actually, I actually was running every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran into the same thing. I just couldn't. There was no, I mean, it was like I was running and running and mm-hmm. running. And, you know, it's just the body knows. We just are not paying attention to it, are we?
We're not. And, I mean, I just love muscle. I think muscle is just awesome. And, it just makes you healthy. It makes you feel better. And another thing that isn't brought up very often is posture. The more muscle tone you have, the better your posture. And
right.
good posture is actually detriment to a lot of diseases. If we have good posture,
right.
You know. Oh, and one other thing about resistance training is I know that osteoporosis is an issue in our country. And people know that weight-bearing exercise makes the bone stronger, but the other thing that makes the bone stronger is when the muscle pulls at the bone via the tendon. So the more resistance training you do, then the stronger that bone is going to become in
right.
the site where you are exercising. So doing weight-bearing exercise plus resistance training just builds strong bones.
Right, and we're talking about doing this in a way that you can have some fun with this, too.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Benny, how did we do? Did we give away the book, or did we... It's still open?
Yep.
1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. We would love to give away one free copy of Marnie's book and one half-hour personal teletraining session. That's what we're talking about today. It's a fabulous, fabulous session to get some insight about who you are, what you could do, and what you want to change. The way to do this is simply call our toll-free number right now, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819, and Benny will get your information and we'll go from there. Let's talk about food and let's talk about carbohydrates.
Yeah.
Very specifically. We were kind of joking about them before in terms of, you know, looking at the chips and so forth. But there are all sorts of different kinds of carbohydrates.
Yeah. Simple carbohydrates and complex carbohydrates. And simple carbohydrates is, of course, sugar, but it's also white bread, white flour, even white potatoes.
And like corn syrup and corn, the corn business.
Yeah, the whole corn business. And, of course, high fructose corn syrup is poison. I have to say. And it creates a lot of different problems in the body. Just really briefly, we have a hormone called leptin that tells our, it's in the brain, and it tells our brain that we're full or not full.
Uh-huh.
And studies have shown that high fructose corn syrup actually cuts off that leptin signal that makes us eat all the more.
Right, and it's like in a lot of foods.
Oh, it is in so many foods.
It's in a lot of foods.
Yeah.
I was surprised how many foods it really is in. I mean, you know, we really have to look at the labels.
We absolutely
and that is a no-no on your list. That's not, you know, when we're talking about the sugar thing,
sure.
people are trying to figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I recently was educated, I should say schooled, about the different sugars. For mm-hmm. example, that there are natural sugars. People talk about stevia.
Right.
Some people say Truvia is good.
Yep.
I don't know the difference between stevia and Truvia.
Yeah.
But I would imagine that they're from like the same plant or something. Is that
exactly
right?
Truvia is a stevia derivative.
Okay. All right. So they say that that does not have the kind of effect that a sugar or a corn syrup would have. Is that true?
That's right. Because it's a natural. I mean, it's just like a natural plant.
Right.
And so it isn't going to have the same effect. What happens when you eat simple carbohydrates is that they are absorbed almost instantly into your bloodstream. And when you have a bloodstream with high sugar content, then your pancreas reacts by instantly releasing insulin. And it's comparative. I mean, it's the amount of sugar that's in your blood is how much insulin is released. And so the insulin binds with the sugar to take it into the cell because the cell needs the insulin to take the glucose in. Well,
wow.
The cell only needs so much.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens to the rest of it? Because now you've just loaded your system with sugar. So what happens to the excess that you're not taking into the cell? Well, it starts just going through the bloodstream, and it just goes around and around and around. And if it can't be used, some of it will go to the liver to be stored for later use. But the rest of it actually will bind with each other in a fatty acid to form fat.
There you go. And that is really the education all of us are getting about this.
Yes, and that's, I've got a whole chapter in my book.
Exactly, right.
And years of that creates insulin resistance, and pretty soon your cells are resisting the very, insulin and sugar that you're eating.
I was one of these people that, and we'll talk about this when we come back, because I want to talk about protein, and then I want to talk about your retreats, because
right.
You have some upcoming retreats, but I want to talk about the one that you just had. You know, protein is so important in this conversation. I think we've come a long way with the whole Truvia thing because
right.
I could not really use it. It really didn't fit my palate. But now what I've done, especially with Truvia, is if I'm making a dressing and it requires a little sweet, bam, with the Truvia.
Absolutely.
You know, and then the other thing which we didn't talk about is xylitol.
Mm-hmm.
The mystery sugar.
Well, again, when
it's in all our chewing gum and stuff.
Yeah, and the problem with any kind of an artificial sweetener is that it does kind of trick the body. Again, when you look at the pancreas reacts to sweetness, and so just think about eating a bunch of artificial sweetener. Now you don't even have sugar in your system, but the pancreas is releasing a lot of insulin, and you're creating an imbalance in the body. And that's what we need, is blood sugar balance. That's what you're trying to achieve. And you mentioned protein a few minutes ago.
Yeah, let's hold that for when we come back from break.
Great.
Because this is really the mystery that I think we have to really talk about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we've gone in our society from protein, protein, protein.
Right.
No. Don't eat red meat. Don't eat this. Don't eat that. You can get your protein and beans. You can do this. And I think we've got to really have this conversation.
Okay.
You address it in the book. You know, how does that relate? And what is this thing that's called protein starvation? All right, everybody. We have lots to talk about with Marnie. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
You and I have history, or don't you remember?
You are a wondrous expression of God, Source, Spirit, Universe. How do you let this be fully realized in your everyday physical life? Oriella coaches and teaches people how to awaken their spiritual power. She also releases and replaces what is limiting and holding them back. Her no-nonsense, logical approach allows you to fully and easily understand how you can live life more fully, more abundantly, more powerfully by awakening to your spiritual power. For information, visit awakentoyourspiritualpower.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from Seeing Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald C. Emerald C is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there's enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural, food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald C, visit C, that's S-E-A, and earth.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Now rumor has it she ain't got your love anymore.
Rumor has it.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about us, just go ahead and go to thedrpatshow.com or drpatlive.com. You can go ahead and do that. And what I want to just say is to find out more about Choosing Your Healthy Path, the book that Marnie has written, you can go to the website. Lots of information there. Marnie will tell you about that in a minute. But the website you can go to is choosingyourhealthypath.com. That's choosingyourhealthypath.com. You can get a copy of the book and find out more about what she's up to. We're going to talk about her retreats in a minute. But let's just tackle the old protein debate, because it is a debate.
It is a debate. And my prescription, so to speak, is that people should include a protein at every meal. And it doesn't have to be a lot of protein. People think that they need to eat all this massive amount of protein. But in actuality, it should be about 25% of your daily intake, 20 to 25%, depending on your activity.
Okay, so let's break it down. If people are counting calories, right? And I don't know what the average calories a person should take in. What is that, 2,000?
Yeah, approximately 2,000 calories a day, right, of which 1,000 of them should be complex carbohydrates.
Right.
And then the other, you're going to have some fats, about 20%, and then maybe 30% protein. And the way to figure it out is that a gram of protein is 4 calories. So when you're looking at your labels, about maybe 250 calories of protein a day. And, you just kind of look and see what you're eating. Like, for instance, an egg in the morning, one egg, with toast is great. Toast, like a piece of white toast alone, will start your body on the blood sugar yo-yo.
Yes.
And so that's what you're trying to avoid.
No,
you don't want that. No. Because in protein is an amino acid called phenylalanine. And phenylalanine is great because it helps balance the blood sugar. And when you have a balanced blood sugar, then you don't go on the yo-yo thing and you don't crave carbohydrates. Because for everybody out there, I'm sure they will agree with this. If you eat a high carbohydrates, simple carbohydrate breakfast, your blood sugar goes way up, and then you release another hormone that drops it down, and then you're just craving food. And what kind of food? Carbohydrates.
More carbohydrates, right.
And it goes up and down and up and down all day. So if you eat about four meals a day and you have a little bit of protein at each one, you're going to balance your blood sugar and you won't have all of those carbohydrate cravings.
Well, and this is part of really, you know, understanding what proteins are right. and good proteins and how much.
Yeah.
You know, if you, if you're sitting there and you see that something has 2 grams of protein in it, that's not going to do it for you.
Right. Because 2 grams of protein is only 8 calories.
Right. Right. And especially if you have 2 grams of protein and 14 grams of sugar. I mean, that tells right. you like right there
that's
that
imbalanced.
You need to go in the other direction mm-hmm. And really look at that. You know, there are some. So, for example, you know, protein, what could that be? It could be an egg. What's your take on cottage cheese?
Well, I personally think cottage cheese is great.
Okay.
So, in fact,
you could go no fat, 2%, 4%. I mean, they got all the percents.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I usually go trim. Mm-hmm. And however, I have to say that there is some salt in cottage cheese, and I've tried no-salt cottage cheese.
Oh, no.
That just doesn't do it for me.
Oh, well, if you try the no-salt, don't you add the salt? That's what I do. I get the no-salt cottage cheese,
and then
I
salt?
Get my sea salt and
well,
put it in.
Then that would be great.
Oh,
yeah.
It's crazy. But, okay, so then let's talk about how you work with larger groups of people, because we're trying to get so much in today. Marnie will be back, just so you guys know. But you also have these fabulous retreats. You've got
yes.
one coming up in October.
Yeah.
Let's give people a sneak preview of what October
sure.
is going to look like.
Yeah.
How was your April retreat?
Oh, the April retreat was awesome. It was so fun. It's down at Alderbrook Resort, and that's down on Hood Canal. And so it's just like you get out of Seattle, you get down on the water. We start at 3 o'clock on Friday and end at 12 o'clock on Sunday. We do some Zumba in there, yoga, water aerobics, take a little hike if you want to. I mean, all of this stuff is what you want to do. And I go through about 5 different topics. One of them is the mighty mitochondria, which is a little organelle in your muscle that is responsible for your energy production
uh-huh.
so that I can show everybody
uh-huh.
why you want to do resistance training. Another one is hormones in your health, because we think of hormones as being estrogen, progesterone,
yeah,
et cetera.
We do.
Oh, there's so many other hormones that affect our appetite,
right.
appetite control hormones. And so kind of weaving that into your day. I'm also talking about internal acidosis and how we as Americans, the way we eat, is just highly acidic and what havoc that's playing with the health. And so this isn't just, this is what the diet you should eat is. I mean, this is really nitty gritty, what's going on in your body and how this is creating imbalance and how you need to get it back into balance called homeostasis. And when you do, this is an interesting thing that was said to me. So many people have said, I want to lose weight to get healthy. But in actuality, you need to get healthy in order to lose weight.
Yeah, that is so important, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're not healthy, the body really can't function well enough.
You've got
for you
get
to drop
balance.
Any pounds.
Right.
You know, the whole and well, you're going to be back and we should mm-hmm. really do a whole show on alkaline and acid foods and other things
yeah.
so that we can really get
the
sense. But, you know, a little information as you do and you give out lots of information at these retreats. I mean, that's enough to kickstart.
Oh,
people.
Absolutely. And a lot of the people who came in April are committed to go back to where they live. And I have people from the Tri-Cities and Yakima and Seattle and everywhere else. And they're going to come back in October. And they formed their groups based on my book. And we'll just, you know, re-catch up with each other and see how they've done.
Oh, it's outstanding. Wow. Thank you so much for joining me here today. You know, we covered a lot of territory. Mm-hmm. You know, what's your personal message? I mean, what do you want to say to folks to get all of us moving in the right direction here?
I want to say for everybody to just be positive. I think there's just so much negativity in the way we look at all of this. Be positive. Have kind of a positive mantra that you say about yourself every day. It's like, I am a fit person. I am a healthy person, and I am going to eat accordingly. I'm going to live accordingly. And when we say this positive thing to ourselves, regardless of where you are right now, start saying, I am a healthy, fit person, and I am going to live as a healthy, fit person. And you will. So I'm just, like you said, I'm passionate about this, and I want to see Americans be healthy.
Well, and you know, you also have an approach that really works for people. And that's the thing to really, I think about. You know, we're not talking about, you know, buying some food that's been sitting on a shelf and, you know, having and not know really how to take care of ourselves in this area. You know, this is really what we have to do. We've got to get ourselves educated and know that all of the resources that we need are right in front of us.
Well, they are right in front of us, and it doesn't need to be expensive. You don't need to spend a lot of money on some new program or, you know, some diet drink or anything like that. It's right there at your grocery store. It's just doing it and staying with it and being patient with yourself.
And everybody, go check it out. Thank you, Marnie, for joining us here today. Great show. ChoosingYourHealthyPath.com is the website. ChoosingYourHealthyPath.com is the website. If you've missed any part of this at all, what you can do is go to the DrPatShow.com or DrPatLive.com. The archive will be up later on today, and you can get your fill of how to be healthy. Stay tuned, everybody. More of stuff coming up here on the network. But more importantly, we'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.